The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I just, about 2 minutes more on this New York Times editorial. Exposing anti-Semitism, taking a tiny, teeny, weeny little bit of responsibility for a couple of errors that they have made recently, and then taking a broadside at Donald Trump. That's his fault. He's not doing enough. He's not saying enough. He hasn't condemned white nationalists, which is a lie. It is an absolute lie. But the mainstream media lies continuously. And then at the end of that paragraph, they bring up the gunman who attacked the synagogue in San Diego and links that to Donald Trump. Okay. What they do not reveal is, in the manifesto that was discovered in the house of that gunman that opened fire in the synagogue in San Diego, it was revealed he hated Donald Trump. He hated Donald Trump, and he hated Donald Trump followers. And yet, the New York Times links the shooting in San Diego to Donald Trump. Yeah, like I said, that's why very few Americans actually trust the media. And then just one more thing real quick. Here's a brand new study from the Jerusalem Post released today. Jews in America contribute half of all of their political donations to the Democratic Party. They give 25% to Republicans and the rest to other candidates, independents, and so on and so forth. American Jews are overwhelmingly Democratic. Somebody's got to explain that to me, because since the Obama administration and possibly before, Democratic presidents have not been friends of the Jewish nation. Obama was one of the least sympathetic to Jews and to Israel of any president in at least modern history. Donald Trump, the most pro-Israel president possibly in history. Oh, wow. All right. Hey, how about some good news? I normally have these stories early in the program because I like to give you an update on stories that we've covered in the past. But I've got a great news. If you will remember, it's been back, I think it was in January, over in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, not Mechanicsburg, Ohio, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, at Cumberland County High School, a group of students that were in a Christian club called Christians in Action. It's a student club that meets on campus, like the chess club and the Spanish club. Well, this is the Christians in Action club. They began distributing Bibles at lunchtime and before school and after school, not during academic time, not in the classroom. They just started distributing Bibles to students who wanted them. Totally voluntary. They didn't push in any way, shape, or form. They just got the word out, hey, we got Bibles. If you want one, come and see us and we'll give you a Bible. The school administration said, no, you can't do that. Separation of church and state, separation of church and state, you can't do that. And so the students were forbidden to distribute Bibles at any time on the campus of the school. Again, any time, whether it was voluntary or not. Well, the Independence Law Center And I'm not really familiar with them, but there are many, many, many fine Christian civil liberty organizations across America that are doing great work. The Independence Law Center filed a suit on behalf of the parents of the students. Now, here's the important thing. The students stood up and said, whoa, wait a minute, our constitutional rights are being violated. Then their parents defended the kids and said, wait, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We're not going to take this sitting down. No, 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 no. This is wrong. And so the students and the parents joined together. They found the Independence Law Center and said, Cumberland County High School in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, has robbed us of our constitutional right. And so they filed a federal lawsuit. That was back in January. Well, in February, and I don't know how I missed this, but I did not see this, but back in February, a federal judge issued an injunction against the school district allowing the students to hand out the Bibles. The federal judge also demanded that the school change their policies. And I'm very happy to report today that those policies have been officially amended at this school in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Quote, under the agreement reached between the parents and the Mechanicsburg Area School District, the district agreed to delete a portion of the student handbook that banned any speech that seeks to establish the supremacy of a particular religious denomination, sect, or point of view. The district also, I love this, the district also agreed to pay the parents' attorney fees. The judge signed off on the agreement. The Independence Law Center released this statement. When students enter a government school, they do not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression, which includes offering literature to other students. However, Mechanicsburg Area School District policies relegated student distribution of literature quite literally to outside the schoolhouse gate and outside of the school day. Such an overbroad prohibition was not narrowly tailored to the school's interest in maintaining order, and it did not provide ample alternatives for speech. Good for them. The kids and the parents stood up, took it to court. They found a fine civil liberty organization that would represent them, and they won. Good for them. Then this headline. Students' parents ticked off about school trans policies. I don't have time to get into all the details, but this is a great story. It's a story about a movement across America. Specifically, it talks about Alaska, Vermont, Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri, where egregious policies coming down from the Obama administration about forcing schools to allow boys in the girls' locker room, girls in the boys' locker room, boys in the girls' shower, girls in the boys' shower, forcing schools to adopt these Obama-era policies and violating the freedom and the privacy of kids. Parents are getting fed up. Kids are coming home and saying, Mom, there was a guy in the shower today at school, and he says he can do it. And conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, religious, non-religious, are finally saying, whoa, 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 wait, well, wait a minute. That's not right. It's not right to force girls to shower with boys. It's not right. It's not right to force girls to undress in front of a boy in the locker room. It's not right. And there is a growing movement across America of rebellion. Students in Council Bluffs, Iowa, just recently walked out of school when tensions with administrators reached a boiling point. It was about female students demanding privacy. And it was a student-led walkout. Girls in the school in Council Bluffs, Iowa said, no, 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 no. We are not going to allow boys into our locker room. We don't care what they say, whether they say they're, you know, pretty or what. We're not going to stand for it. It's a violation of our privacy. Parent groups in Oregon and Illinois have filed federal lawsuits. Movements are beginning in Alaska, Vermont, Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, where nonviolent protests and walkouts have occurred by students and parents. Little by little, common sense is beginning to prevail. That's a good thing. Yeah, common sense is beginning to prevail. We can only pray that this movement explodes. I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative or Democrat or Republican. Anybody with any common sense at all, anybody with any morality at all, anybody with any decency at all knows it's not right to allow girls' privacy to be violated because of some guy who is confused about his sexuality. It's not right. It just isn't right. That's good news. That's good news. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bob Rennie Live.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, the world is continuing to watch Venezuela today as unrest continues to spill out into the streets. I don't think anyone can predict what the outcome is going to be. The United States is strongly behind the opponent of Maduro. Guaido is his name. That's the way most people are pronouncing it. It's spelled G-U-A-I-D-O. Most are pronouncing it Guaido. The good news is it seems that the military support of the dictator Maduro, who is an evil, evil, evil dictator, there's no doubt about that. That is not debatable in any way. He is an evil man responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of his own people, and he doesn't care. He is literally, and this is not symbolic or hyperbole, he is starving to death his own people. Thousands of Venezuelans are starving to death. If you were listening, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, I was telling you that there's a Mexican restaurant that Joy and I go to occasionally. And it's a Mexican restaurant, but almost everybody that works there is from Venezuela. And one of the waitresses, we were asking her, how's your family in Venezuela? She begins to cry standing at our table. She says, terrible, it's horrible. And she shared with us how in her family and people that she knows, old people are killing themselves. They're killing themselves because they want their children and their grandchildren to be able to have food and eat. And rather than take that food away so that they can live, they are taking their life so they will not be a burden on their family. That's actually happening. Anyway, if there's any good news, the military support of Maduro is beginning to crack. If he loses the support of the military, it's done, it's over, it's finished. But unfortunately, Cuba, Russia, and to some extent China is pumping up and holding up Maduro. And so anyway, part of the military is breaking. And last evening, the head of Venezuela's secret police, Manuel Ricardo Christopher Figuera, the head of the Bolivian Intelligence Service, the highest-ranking member of the country's security force, has broken with Maduro, and he has said it is time for a different way of doing politics in Venezuela. So the head of the secret police in Venezuela has broken with Maduro. We can only hope that that'll be the beginning of other in the military to break away. Some American politicians are demanding that the United States intervene militarily. I don't know. I'm not an expert on anything. I think it's premature. Let's pray that the people will prevail against this evil dictator. It is heart-wrenching, heart-wrenching to hear what people are enduring in Venezuela, a country that is absolutely rich in natural resources, should be one of the richest, most prosperous countries in all of South America. And then this, just before the top of the hour, it's incredible what's happening in some of our hospitals. I watched a video today of a woman in Minnesota. She is 64 years old. Her name is Katie Cassidy. She is a patient at Fairview Hospital in Edina, Minnesota. She has lung cancer. She's very critically ill, and she cannot breathe without oxygen. The staff and the doctors of this hospital in Minnesota have decided it's time to pull the plug and remove the oxygen from her. Here's the heartbreaking thing. The chaplain of the hospital went into this woman's room and asked her, "Do you want to die? Do you want to have your oxygen removed?" And this woman, she says that she's struggling, but she speaks very, very clearly. And she says, "No, I want to live." Her oxygen was to be terminated this afternoon. I have not heard what has happened. Heartbreaking. Do you want to die? No! I hope that the public outrage was so great that that woman is still alive today. We'll see. If I can find out any information, I will and pass it along.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.